Hello, movie fans. Welcome back to Rated Par Reviews. It is Kevin Parr back on Anchor, back on the podcasting game. Sorry for everyone for me having a bit of a hiatus there for episodes. As you know, I'm starting my own social media marketing business, and I got pretty flooded with work over the last week, which is always a great freaking problem to have. But it did slow down my content a bit, but good news for everyone, I will be doing this every morning from now on. I have a plan in place, I do have a schedule. The reviews will be out on Saturdays for new movies coming out. Friday days we'll have the new releases coming out, and I'm going to put up another Black Lightning review for the last two episodes. So thanks to everyone who's been listening and reaching out, because when I took a bit of a break just recently, I had people actually message me through Anchor saying they love the shows, they love the episodes, they want to hear more, like, when's your next episode coming out? So thank you to everyone who's been favoriting the station. Thank you to everyone who sent me those messages. That was so nice of you. I mean, it's awesome to, you know, have a passion like this and be able to share my passion with all of you guys, and getting the responses, the reactions have been fantastic. So as a special treat for you guys, I'm going to do a bit of an extra long movie news roundup episodes for you guys, just so I can catch you up on everything that's been going on in the movie biz, and there has been quite a lot in the last few days. So with that out of the way, guys, here is your movie news roundup for the day, or the week. Last year, it was reported that Nintendo was in talks with Illumination Entertainment, who's made all the Despicable Me movies, that they were getting together to make an animated feature film based on Super Mario Brothers. And it looks like the deals have been signed. It is a done deal. Nintendo announced on their official Twitter that Nintendo and Illumination are partnering on a movie starring Mario, co-produced by Shigeru Miyamoto and Chris Meledrani. And Chris Meledrani is the founder and CEO of Illumination, and Miyamoto is the representative director of fellow of Nintendo. And Universal Pictures will distribute the film worldwide. And this is huge news, not just for video game movies, which have had a horrible, horrible rap lately, but because Nintendo hasn't made any live-action films since the very critically, horribly panned live-action 93 movie Super Mario Bros. That they did with Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo. If you're somebody who wants to watch a funny, horrible film, I highly recommend it. It was super weird. I remember watching that movie when I was super young. I mean, I'm born in 87, so yeah, before I was 10 years old. And it is just weird. I mean, it's very 90s, and like, they almost tried to make it like a weird Blade Runner-esque tone to it, and that it was like futuristic, but there were like, the Koopas were like mutants, and it was this grimy steampunk kind of influencing film, and it just like completely missed the mark as far as what Super Mario Brothers is all about. So this is huge news. It's going to be an animated film, and if you're familiar with Illumination, you know that they are good at their jobs. Their Despicable Me movies have hit the box office, and I can't wait to see what they do with this. Now, could this, everyone's going to be asking in the film world, is this going to break the video game movie curse? Because by God, we have not gotten a fantastic video game movie yet. I mean, every time a new property or franchise gets adopted into film, we are all our video game fans are just holding our breath thinking, this is going to be the one that becomes good. It's going to sprout just multiple video game movies and they're going to get it right. Warcraft didn't do it. Assassin's Creed didn't do it. The only video game movie I personally love is the first Mortal Kombat. And some people find that movie super cheesy, but man, it is fucking awesome, and I will not hear any more about it. So, Tomb Raider's coming out pretty soon, action film starring Alicia Vikander, and that also has the potential to be, you know, a good video game movie property, but we'll see. But man, if they're finally making a loyal branded Mario Brothers movie, this could launch maybe a series of other animated video game movies, which feels like that should be the genre that video game movies should be in. Animated. I mean, it is a video game property. It is a pixelated graphic medium. So why not go animated? Everyone's trying to make live action video game properties, but maybe animated is the way to go. I mean, who hasn't been wanting to see a Legend of Zelda film forever? And I mean, a live action adaptation would be great, but a Zelda film in the style of, say, Breath of the Wild that just came out in that cel-shaded animation, I would watch that if it was a feature film. So this is pretty exciting, and I am definitely going to be keeping a close eye on the production of this, and I really hope they do not shit the proverbial bed. Take your mushrooms and enjoy. Chris Pratt fans are going to have a lot to be thankful for in the next year, because the Guardians of the Galaxy, Jurassic World superstar is getting ready to set up his next big franchise, and that is the film adaptation of this crazy insane comic book called Cowboy Ninja Viking. And it's it's based off a comic property, and it's been in development for a while now. It was initially announced 3 years ago as a vehicle for Pratt to solidify himself in a new genre that, you know, he's a part of the comic book fabric now with Marvel, but kind of wants to, I think, develop something for himself, get out of, you know, the Marvel Studio label and start to really build something for himself. And so the project just landed an official director. Her name is Michelle McLaren, and she is going to be doing this for Universal Pictures. And Michelle McLaren kind of has a background in doing a lot of television, major television, and she's directed episodes of Breaking Bad, The Walking Dead, X-Files, Better Call Saul, Westworld, a lot of heavy-hitting dramas. And lots of people are excited about this because she was also in the running to direct Wonder Woman alongside Patty Jenkins, and they've been friends for a long time. They've worked in the same fields, and Patty Jenkins was also somebody who had directed a lot of big TV, Game of Thrones, Breaking Bad, so on and so forth. So a lot of people are saying maybe this is going to be the next Patty Jenkins, and the film community especially is really excited for another female director to really get her at bat. And the concept for the property here is fucking perfect for Chris Pratt. So let me just break down the plot summary from the comic book. And Chris Pratt is going to be playing, obviously, the central character of Duncan. So the story plot summary goes as follows. Duncan is the result of a secret government program to create soldiers for the War on Terror. This experimental regime conscripts people suffering from multiple personality disorder and turns them into triplets, highly lethal operatives possessing three distinct personalities drawing from warrior, tough guy archetypes. Duncan serves as the reader's entry point into a complex web of espionage and violence that grows more intriguing as we are let in on exactly what's up with Duncan. The people who want to drag him back into the fold and the rest of the triplets that remain at large. So this has the potential to kind of be a Jason Bourne meets multiple personality disorder, maybe a bit of Split in there. It seems like the concept is there's a government agency that houses these incredible operatives that have the power to tap into different mindsets, skills, personalities in order to achieve whatever they're going to do. And obviously this Duncan guy has the ability to become a cowboy, a ninja, and a Viking. And that concept is just insane. And just thinking of what Chris Pratt can do in the role, I mean, the potential is so huge here. It's also being written from Zombieland and Deadpool writers Paul Wernick and Everett David Reese, who are just on fire right now with obviously their Deadpool property, and they've got a lot of good projects being lined up for them. And this one, just, it's going to be one to look out for sure. And I mean, can you just imagine seeing Chris Pratt just, you know, about to beat the shit out of somebody, and he's in his cowboy outfit, and he's like, hold on, I think I need to grab the other guy for this, and just turns into a Viking and just goes ape shit on some people with a giant battle axe. I mean, I don't know if he would necessarily... I think that his accent might change as well with every time he changes into a new personality. I don't know how that would go with the ninja, though. Because, like, do you do a Japanese accent? Maybe? It could be done and good in the right context, but... yeah, that'll be kind of one to tread lightly on a bit. But man, this property and this project sounds awesome, and it's one that you will definitely have to look out for if a trailer gets dropped soon. No word yet on release dates, but again, guys, look out for this one. If you see on a news feed, if you hear that a Cowboy Ninja Viking teaser trailer is going to be dropped soon, check that one out, because it'll be fire. So this event that I'm about to talk about has since been taken down from Facebook, but I thought it was a good, big enough story that I should mention on here, and it is film related. So there was a Facebook event being shared around that apparently was started by a bunch of disgruntled DC fans, and they wanted to attempt to ruin the Rotten Tomatoes score for the up-and-coming Black Panther, Marvel's big, huge tentpole film that's coming out in February, and it is fucking appalling and ridiculous what these people are trying to do. This group has also come out and stated that the person who's kind of representing this group is like, they're all right-wing, fascist, fucking dickhead assholes who just want to stop progress in this country and are just being a bunch of general dickheads. But I thought I should mention it on this channel and in this podcast just to give you an insight into these weirdos' mindset. So the event got to almost 2,000 people signed up to support it. And basically what they wanted to do is they feel that Disney and all these corporate studios pay off critics to give their films all great reviews and are cheating the system, and they feel they need to make their right-wing comments heard and feel supported. They've also gone on record saying they wanted to, like, bring down Wonder Woman and all this fucking bullshit, but this is what the event description read before it got taken down, and basically it said, "Given the massive success of the audience review rigging on the Rotten Tomatoes site for Star Wars The Last Jedi, and due to the sudden rise in those disgruntled with Disney business practices, among other factors, especially due to the corporate manipulations which created falsifies bad press for the DCEU, I feel it's time to strike back at all those under Disney and bring down the House of the Mouse's actions for paying off their critics that hurt DC Comics on film and for other parties affected by them. I'll be making events like this for Infinity War and the Netflix shows, etc. So we can rally together to truly make a difference. Share this with your friends and all potential sympathizers. P.S. If you want to spread spoilers to Marvel fanboys, use this event as a platform to inform us of targets." So this guy basically made this event as his vehicle for saying Disney and other affiliates have given bad reviews to DC movies, not because they were fucking horrible movies, which most of them were, but because they're paying off critics and they're using all these tactics to fuck up with the system. So we're going to get back at them by getting a rally together to ruin the Rotten Tomatoes score for future Marvel films. But that's not really the case. I mean, it might be one of the reasons why they're doing it, but this man and this group has also gone on to say basically that the views of having ethnic supported leads and gay characters and potentially in Star Wars films and women roles being given out way more than the men roles in Star Wars The Last Jedi, all those reasons they've also gone on record saying is why they want to fuck up Disney's progress. And I just think it's super sad and just fucking waste of time and a waste of your human life. I mean, I don't get why people are like this or why they feel they need to make their stupid opinions known to the world about this shit. I mean, it's a fucking movie, dude. It's Marvel. And Black Panther is gearing up to be one of the year's biggest, most successful films. it is going to make a huge landmark, not only in the minorities communities, but in communities all around the world. And I loved what happened when Wonder Woman came out, that it made women comic book fans and nerd fans really have a voice and really strive forward to get that message out. And I think this is going to do the exact same thing for the African American community. And I am so stoked to see the positivity that's going to come out of this movie, the love and support, to see all ethnicities and genders represented in film and in comic book films especially. So to this group, I just want to say fuck you, and I hope everyone listening tells them to fuck themselves as well. Men in Black looks like it is getting some new life breathed into it from Sony Pictures and Amblin Entertainment, because they have just announced that they are in negotiations for F. Gary Gray, the director behind Straight Outta Compton and The Fate and the Furious. They are in negotiations with him currently to direct a new Men in Black franchise. That's right, he's going to be directing the first installment. And this came from some news came out that the studio greenlit the picture based on a draft from the guys that wrote the first Iron Man film, Matt Holloway and Art Markham. And the producing team consists of Steven Spielberg, Walter Perks, Larry McDonald. And this reboot, though, will not include Will Smith or Tommy Lee Jones. It would have a whole new cast, and they look like they're going to either start from scratch, or will it be a continuation from the previous films? No one's really come out and said that yet, but I myself am a huge fan of the Men in Black franchise. The last two, third one was okay, second one sucked, first one is still my all-time favorite, one of my favorite films when I was growing up. Would you watch a Men in Black movie without Will Smith, though? I don't know if I would. I mean, it has to connect some way, right? It couldn't just be a flat, like, start from scratch kind of base. I feel like they'd have to connect it somehow to those older films. And, you know, I could see them maybe doing something with Kevin Hart in the lead or Michael B. Jordan. And there's a lot of room potential to get that franchise going again. But the interesting thing here is this other bit of extra information that's also been added to this press release is that a while ago, when 21 Jump Street had just come out, the sequel, 22 Jump Street, there was talks that Sony wanted to develop a spin-off film that would cross over 21 Jump Street with Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill with Men in Black. That is real. I did not make that up. It was a serious consideration they were going in, because they wanted to make some sort of big explosion with the Men in Black reboot, because Sony Pictures has a few franchises still under their belts that they haven't really tapped into yet in this new market, and Men in Black is one of them. And so this famous email got leaked years ago between some producers saying, why don't we cross over 21 Jump Street, because it's super hot right now, and have it cross over into a Men in Black film. That way, that would give it the exposure we need to launch a new Men in Black series. So whether that means Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill become agents in Men in Black, or they meet agents in Men in Black, I don't know exactly how that would all work. But along with this news that they're talking to F. Gary Gray to direct, the spinoff deal is still happening. It is still in development, and it has not gone away. So this means that if this new Men in Black film, which is set to be released June 14th, 2019, the potential for 21 Jump Street to literally be a part of Men in Black is still on the table. And it's the weirdest concept I've ever heard in my life. But yeah, we are getting a new Men in Black film. It won't have Will Smith or Tommy Jones, which I think is the wrong way to go, because Will Smith right now, if you haven't noticed, he is going through a bit of a media renaissance, in that he has finally accepted the power of social media, and he is, you know, taking after what The Rock has done, what Kevin Hart has done, and he is starting to make vlogs on YouTube. He is being active on Instagram and Facebook, and he's putting out content, and it's hilarious. He's just being Will Smith. The occasional motivational speech and thoughts and feelings he has on certain situations dealing with, you know, responsibility and fault and all that. And it's great. And I feel like he's on the verge of, after Bright had come out and was a big success for Netflix, that he is on a new rise in his career. And I feel like, man, if you don't let him be a part of it, you're just doing yourself a disservice. But we'll keep an eye on this one, guys. But yeah, would you want to see a 21 Jump Street / Men in Black crossover? I know I would. Set your alarms early tomorrow morning, because officially Solo, a Star Wars Story trailer will premiere on Good Morning America on ABC. The long-awaited trailer for this movie is finally going to be coming out Monday, February 5th, and this has film fans and Star Wars fans foaming at the mouth to finally see some footage on this thing, because as I've stated before in this podcast, this project, this film, has just been dripped and covered in controversy for quite some time now. I mean, if you don't know, I'll just reiterate just the quick notes of it. Basically, this was going to be a prequel film to Han Solo. You're going to learn the story of how he became friends with Chewie, with Lando. We're going to learn about how he made the Kessel Run in 12 parsecs, all that fun stuff. And the film was originally directed by the directing team of the Lego Movie. And famously, they were just a few weeks from wrapping, and the head owners of Lucasfilm and Disney came to set one day, saw what they were shooting, was not happy with it. There were rumors on set that they were just not getting the tone right, that they were making it more of a comedy. They've also directed 21 Jump Street, and they were saying that these directors were kind of giving it this unneeded comedic edge to it, and they felt they were just not hitting the mark. The script was written by Lawrence Kasdan, who wrote Empire Strikes Back, and the script itself had been passed around Hollywood as this awesome story and amazing writing, and they were just not paying attention to the script, that some scenes were being improvised. So famously, they shut down the production, they let the directors go, and they went into reshoots and have reportedly reshot most of the film, and they got director Ron Howard to take the project over. So it set the film back quite a ways from release. The release date stayed the same, but it set back the release of a trailer, because this movie is coming out in a few months, like this May, and no fans have seen any teasers, footage, anything towards it. So a lot of eyes are on this film to see what it is exactly that they all made and how they solved this problem. The synopsis for the film right now is as follows. Board the Millennium Falcon and journey to a galaxy far, far away in Solo, a Star Wars Story. An all-new adventure with the most beloved scoundrel in the galaxy. Through a series of daring escapades deep within a dark and dangerous criminal underworld, Han Solo meets his mighty future co-pilot Chewbacca and encounters the notorious gambler Lando Calrissian in a journey that will set the course of one of the Star Wars saga's most unlikely heroes. So, they're setting up, you know, and there's a lot of books and novels written about Han Solo, his history, his past. People don't know what they're going to pick and choose off of those stories. He was once stated as being an officer in the Empire at one stage in his career, so who knows if they'll touch on that at all. Will we see the famous card game in which Lando lost the Millennium Falcon to Han Solo? I think so. Also, Alden Ehrenreich playing Han Solo, who nobody knows who this guy is. He's had a very quiet career. This movie is definitely going to make him a household name. And does he have the chops to be Harrison Ford? I mean, that's going to be really weird to see this actor basically do a Harrison Ford impression of Han Solo. Or maybe he puts his own spin on it, his own take. Who knows? But I am super interested to see what they do with this project. And we're finally getting the trailer tomorrow, guys. Set your alarms, get your nerd on, and tell me how you like it. Will you hate it? Did you think it was going to be, if you see the trailer and you think it's just all the same basic stuff that you thought you were going to see, or maybe if it surprised you, call into the station on Anchor and let me know. Dwayne The Rock Johnson is probably the king of the social media mountain as far as celebrities and big movie personalities go. So I thought this bit of news on Twitter that he was involved in was pretty hilarious and I wanted to share with you. So as you know, Jumanji, his latest film, is a box office killer. Like, it was number one for three or four weeks in a row. Beat Star Wars in China's box office, which is the number two largest box office in the world. And he had a bit of a Twitter, not a Twitter war, but a hilarious Twitter reply to a Jumanji fan who said, and I quote, "I went to see the new Jumanji. Fuck the new Jumanji. Here's a spoiler. There is no way a character in a video game would lose a life, then be respawned, still in possession of the item required to win. That's some bullshit. What you say at The Rock? Otherwise, it was quite good." And this was Dwayne Johnson's response. "Actually, my friend, in the Jumanji lore handbook, it clearly states in Article 72 of Section 7 that any character who loses a life shall return to their original state with any item they possessed at the time of their demise. So kindly, go fuck yourself, James." I mean, who the fuck would want to get into a verbal war with the fucking Rock? Seriously, I used to watch this guy in the late 90s, early 2000s, destroy people for a living verbally on WWE, I guess now. And I would love to see him do this more often. I would love to see Dwayne The Rock Johnson just pick on trolls on the internet or anyone who says any negative comments about his movies or his personal self and just give him that good old sweet baby Jesus Rock reply, because screw it. Why, like, if, and especially this just goes to further his social media standing, because a lot of celebrities have just hired people to kind of do their social media for them. You can tell it's not them replying, it's not them checking in, it's not them being interactive. And if there's one thing Dwayne is so consistent on, it's his vlogs that he does or his standings in Instagram and Twitter replying back to the fans. And this is just a quick story here, but I thought it was fucking hilarious. And if you're not following Dwayne on Twitter or his social media accounts, go there right now. If you're a film fan, you're gonna love the content that he brings out. And now I want to present to you a little segment I want to call a compilation of Ryan Gosling screaming. Okay, everyone, that is going to do it for this episode of the Movie News Rundown. I want to thank everyone for listening. For those of you who have been listening on Anchor, thank you so much. For those of you who have been listening to the podcast on iTunes Podcast, downloading the episodes, listening to there, thank you so much. And yeah, guys, we're going to be doing this more often. Do not worry. Please continue to listen. Thank you so much for your interactions with the content. I really appreciate it. Going to be doing the Black Lightning review, going to be doing the movie review this weekend, going to be telling you new films are coming out on Friday, and I will be on again tomorrow to talk about the Han Solo trailer, because that is dropping tomorrow and I can't wait to see that. So until then, guys, put down the remote and go watch a motherfucking movie.